Hi, I'm new to all this, so go easy on me, please. It was early, about 9 a.m., which is early for a student, on Thursday morning when I woke with a start. Hot and sweaty with my heart pumping hard. Then the realization of my dream dawned on me. It was a sexy dream. Most of my dreams are mundane and boring, but today was different. It was great. I had hands and bodies all over me, and I was the center of attention. Looking at me, touching me, feeling me, I was in heaven. For a while, I tried in vain to get back to sleep to get back to it, but it was of no use. My heart was pumping in my throat, and I was feeling so horny. There was only one thing to do. There was no choice in the matter, not that I wanted to choose any differently. I had an orgy dream, and I felt really sexy. I was going to masturbate with everything I was worth. Not that that's anything out of the ordinary. I love masturbating and do it quite a lot. Most days, in fact, sometimes two or three times, although this time was different. I felt pretty saucy, more than usual. I felt like I had discovered a great secret, but I wanted to tell everybody. I slowly slipped out of bed and padded over to my door. I could hear Caroline, one of my roommates, quietly waking to her radio in the room next to mine. The other girls were in the kitchen. I felt pretty naughty right now. My heart was still beating like a drum. Pulled open my door to about three quarters open. I was gonna masturbate, and all the girls are gonna hear and know exactly what I'm up to. This gave me a giant thrill and made my spine shiver. Kinky. Moving back to my bed, I lay on top of the covers and propped my head up so I could see my live body before me. I'm pretty slim and athletic until you get to my chest, which I would say is more than ample for my frame. I have 32 double D breasts, which, until I discovered how good they are to rub, squeeze, and touch, I hated them and found them embarrassing. Now, I love them. Possibly my favorite part of me. I sleep in just my knickers, panties, I'm from the UK, and a small cotton t-shirt, which is quite tight. I can see my hard nipples straining against the fabric, trying to get out. I start, as always, by running my hands all around my body, over my tight inner thighs, around my firm round bum, through my ample cleavage, into my plump, rosy lips, letting my finger briefly dip into the soft, moist inner warmth, and over my tongue. This always gets me going. I was more than ready. Pulling my t-shirt up and away, letting my large heaving breast loose. I run my hands up and around them, teasing my nipples and driving myself crazy. I could no longer hold back. I dipped my finger into my hot, wet mouth, drew it down my neck and over my hard, excited left nipple. With this, I let out a sigh of relief. Pulling, twisting it between my wet fingers was so amazing. Bringing my other hand into play, I did the same from my mouth to my other nipple, making me sigh and quickening my breathing. Yeah. It was so good. A few minutes of this was driving me crazy, already panting with shallow, quick breaths. I'm starting to get a bit louder too. By this time, I could feel my creamy pussy soaking the gusset of my knickers and demanding some of that delicious attention. This felt so good. Moving my right hand away from my nipple to trace a path over my belly to my knickers, I felt down over my pussy. Oh, and I was wet. My knickers clinging to my pouting wet lips. I let my fingers delicately trace the outside for a moment, bringing more size. I was now desperate to frig myself silly. Putting my thumbs under the waistband, I lifted my bum up and ripped down my knickers in one swift movement, but leaving them around my ankles. I like that. My right hand immediately and instinctively started rubbing at my creamy pussy, while my other returned to my breasts by my tongue. This was amazing. Panting heavily now, and I only just started. I can't hold out any longer and slide my middle finger deep in my cunt. The penetration feels good. I sing out repeatedly, this time quite loudly, giving way to my wanton lust for my juicy pussy. I hear Caroline's radio switch off next door and wonder if she's heard me. Even better if she's joining in the fun. This makes me even more excited. Starts me rampantly fingering myself into a frenzy. I'm feeling great. Panting and squelching. I think even the bed springs are having a bit. And I'll slide in a second finger, filling me up totally and furiously pump myself. I can feel it building from the pit of my stomach and rapidly spreading. I've never been so turned on. After licking and sucking in my middle three fingers on my left hand, I move them down to my hard, desperate clit for the final push, and this makes me cry out. Now I know they can hear me. I frantically rub my clit with two fingers while pumping my wet, creamy cunt with the others. This feels delicious and so naughty. It starts hitting me. A mighty, colossal orgasm. I've lost all control and crying out as my pussy starts convulsing around my fingers, pulling them in. Oh, God, yeah. This wave after wave of beautiful orgasm flowed through me. All I can hear is squelching and loud guttural moans, and I'm starting to feel dizzy and contented as I slow it down. My clit burning and ultra sensitive. Draw my hand away, but leave my right fingers buried up to the knuckle of my tight, hot hole. I lay there for a moment, totally spent. For now, maybe even a bit embarrassed at my scene. It was well worth it. When I did surface, the other girls were sitting around the kitchen table, whispering to each other. So I walked in and stopped, and they all looked at me, knowingly. Slightly uncomfortably, I chirped, "Morning!" The reply from Jew was, "You've got a bounce in your step this morning." Well, Caroline couldn't even look at me without grinning. I wonder what they were talking about.